Hello? Anyone home? I know you're in there, so open up. A warrant? I'm not a police officer. Can you open up, please? I've been trying to contact you for like 5 days now. It's kind of rude. Why should you open up for me? I really don't think you want me saying it out loud with all your neighbors around, but let's just say, I know what you do at night. So you should probably open up. There we go! That wasn't so hard, was it? Now, I actually have a lot of things to talk to you about, so if you don't mind, can I come in? Yes, I want to come in. Thank you. Oh, no, yeah, totally. Feel free to lock the door behind me. Not unnerving at all. Well, first things first, it's nice to finally meet you. I've been curious about what kind of person you would be. Well, specifically to me. And let's just say I'm surprised that you would be so rude to such a cute girl. Then again, I know what you do to cute girls. So I guess I'm lucky that you're only rude to me, at least for now. Yes, I know what you do to cute girls. Am I not being clear? I thought that you would have pieced things together by now. You want me to spell it out for you? That's disappointing. I thought you were a little bit smarter than this, considering you've gotten away with your murders up until now. So this is disappointing. Oh, if you need me to elaborate more. I know that you have been kidnapping and killing girls. Yes, I do. And yes, I chose to be alone with you, despite knowing this. Well, let's just say for one, I think you're quite an artist. And I don't think you and I are that different. And I figured you must be a bit lonely. No, I don't think we're different at all. Not really. Have I killed anyone? I'm not going to give you any information that you could possibly use against me later, so I'm going to say no. If you want to know what I do at night, looks like you're going to have to start stalking me back. Yes, I've been stalking you. You are quite slow, if you don't mind me saying. I have been stalking you, for a while now. I kind of caught on that these murders had a pattern to them a bit before the police did, maybe because we think so alike. And I looked at your work, and despite outwardly it looking sloppy, I think you're quite an artist, like abstract painting artist. I'm a little more precise with my work, hence why this is the first time you're meeting me. And I've known you for months. Oh no, it's okay. I can teach you to be better, if you want. But I think what you're doing is quite charming, actually. Yeah. Where was I? Oh, so I saw your first murder. Your first couple of murders, I think. I don't know how long you've been doing this. Yeah, records are surprisingly hard to dig up online. I think they're being pretty hush-hush about what you're doing, as to not cause panic for the public, I guess. Which I guess is lucky for you, because then more and more women wouldn't be putting themselves in vulnerable positions. And you would never get to murder again. Yeah, so I guess it is lucky for you. So I put together your murders, and I want to tell you before the police catch you. You like to go to the same couple of spots when you're fishing for women. Yeah, and it's getting kind of more obvious the more victims you're racking up. So if I were you, I would diversify just like a little bit. So I noticed that you were going to like the same 5 places, and so I staked out one of them, and I found you taking a girl home, and yeah, I watched your house and the girl never came out. I've actually, you're gonna think I'm creepy. Well, actually, you don't really have room to judge, right now at least. I broke into your house. Yes, while you were keeping, what was it, the 4th girl, Kathy. I don't know if that means anything to you, because I don't know if you learn any of their names. But it was Kathy, and I snuck in here while you were keeping her here. And you go to work during the day. So I snuck into your basement, and I said hello to her, and we had a good chat. She was screaming for me to call the police, and I was just trying to get some information on you, honestly. She was a bit annoying. Yeah, I don't blame her, though, because what you were doing was kind of gruesome and barbaric, and I would hate for that to happen to me. So I got as much information as I could out of her, and then I left. Yeah, I left her there for you. I felt almost a little guilty when her body turned up, but not really. No, I don't feel empathy like that. Not towards victims. I feel empathy towards you. I can tell just by the way that you're killing them and taking them and how long you keep them that you are a very lonely person. Lonely, and you're trying to find a connection, but you're not finding it with these girls. So you torture and kill them. You don't have to tell me whether or not I'm right. I know I'm right. And I also know you're a liar. I understand that loneliness, though, because that's what I'm looking for in my victims. I just want to connect with someone. For someone to understand me and the deepest, darkest bits of me. And I was hoping if I let them in on my secret, dark life by injecting them into it, that maybe they might try to understand, because their life is, well, literally on the line. But they can't, and they kind of suck. And the ones that try are kind of boring. But I don't think you would be boring. I think that you are deeply, deeply interesting and, well, attractive individual. So my proposition for you is, I would like to kind of team up. No, I mean, I don't want to help you kidnap girls. Not for a romantic way, at least. I would like some sort of a partnership. And I think we could get to know each other. And maybe, well, at least I know that would make me feel less alone in all of this. And we can wreak havoc and terror on the city together. It would be nice. I mean, we would literally be immortalized. We can't keep this up forever, and I think you know that too. Eventually, you're gonna slip up, I mean, if you haven't already, and you're gonna get caught. Eventually, I'll slip up, probably later than you, because I'm a bit more careful, and then I'll get caught, and then we'll die. But I want to get back at this shitty world first. get back at all the people who've never even tried to understand me. And I think you feel the same way. Because if you were just looking for a romantic connection and not finding it, why are you torturing them? You're angry. And I'm angry. And I want to be angry with you. What do you say? Partners? Let's shake on it. You didn't seriously just try to stab me, right? Bulletproof vest, buddy. So I see we're gonna have some, trust issues to work out. My offer still stands. And if you're worried about me ratting on you, if I rat on you, you'll end up ratting on me. So, think about it. I'm leaving. Bye.